Hey guys, before we get to our conversation here on Sports Spectrum, I got to tell you about an amazing Black Friday weekend deal that we have going on. So I've told you about our 52-week Sports Spectrum Increase devotional, right? This 110-page or so 52-week devotional that we're just so excited about with this Christmas season. And it's a great gift for you, for your kids, for your friends. But here's the thing. We're giving it to you for free. This weekend only, if you order a Sports Spectrum magazine subscription. So you got to go to sportsspectrum.com. Then you order the magazine. You can get a one-year deal. It's only $18. Or a two-year subscription. And that's just $30. That's actually the better deal. And if you subscribe to the magazine between Friday, November 26th, and the end of the evening on Sunday, November 28th, you get our Sports Spectrum Increase 52-week devotional for free. These are amazing gifts, and you will get these by Christmas. I'm telling you, you're going to love the devotional. If you're already a subscriber to the magazine, man, get another one and give it to a friend, and then get the 52-week devotional. Get a magazine subscription and the devotional for your kids. If you're looking for maybe a gift idea, maybe your grandchildren, maybe some nieces and nephews, this makes a great gift. So you got to go to sportsspectrum.com and you can order right there at the website, sportsspectrum.com. Click the magazine icon. When you order the magazine, we will then send you an email letting you know how you can get your 52-week increased devotional, inspiring stories of faith from the world of pro sports for free. But you got to act now. This deal ends Sunday night, November 28th at 11:59 p.m. And it's the only time we're offering this deal, this buy a magazine subscription and get the devotional for free. This is a big deal for us. We hope you'll take advantage of it because we believe in these magazine and devotionals that we produce, these resources that can help people in their faith. Subscribe and order today at sportsspectrum.com.
This is Sports Spectrum, the intersection of sports and faith, where we bring Jesus back into the conversation. Here's your host, Jason Romano.
And welcome everyone to Sports Spectrum. I am Jason Romano. So glad you're tuning into the program today. Got a great conversation on this Football Friday. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and we're just excited for football, for faith, for Jesus. We're so thankful for all that he has done in our lives. We hope you're surviving Black Friday weekend, and I think this podcast can be a really great 30 minutes to escape, or maybe you're on the drive home from the family, visiting family or friends. You can listen to this Football Friday podcast on Sports Spectrum with Matthew Slater. If you're watching the New England Patriots play right now, they're kind of a hot team. They're playing really well. They lost that heartbreaker to Dallas in overtime, and they haven't lost since. And Mac Jones and that team on offense is clicking on a lot of cylinders. The defense is playing well. They pitched a shutout last week against Atlanta. But the longest tenured member of the New England Patriots is Matthew Slater. He just played in his 200th NFL game, fourth longest in Patriots history. And he's joining us today. He's going to talk about his role with Compassion International, which we've talked about. And fill the stadium and fillthestadium.com. He's going to talk about the legacy that he wants to leave, about sharing his faith inside that locker room in New England, and most of all, about Jesus working in his life right now. You're going to love this Football Friday conversation. Jade McCarthy, my colleague, talks to Matthew Slater from the New England Patriots right now on Sports Spectrum.
Well, Matthew, it is so great to have you here with us on the Weekly Slant. Thanks for making the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. I really appreciate you having me. This is a fun season of life right now. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm very blessed, so excited to be here.
This is one of those weeks where people practice intentional gratitude, right, with Thanksgiving, and people stop to pause and say, okay, these are the things that I'm grateful for. Strikes me that's something that you probably practice intentionally throughout the course of the year, not just on Thanksgiving week. But as you think about this season, what are the things that you are thankful for?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a tough question. When I think about all that God has done in my life, I'm just absolutely floored. And, you know, just the fact that we get to have daily fellowship with him and have a relationship with him is something that leaves me in awe constantly. But I think about how good he's been, blessing me with the family that I have, allowing me to pursue a dream that I've had since I was a young person. It's just too much to count. And I'm just so, so grateful for all the things he continues to do and the ways he continues to provide.
I want to go back a little bit. And, you know, I think about you back in 2008, a fifth round pick out of UCLA. And my guess, I remember talking to Julian Edelman years ago, and he told me the phone call with Bill Belichick was something like, yeah, we have no idea where you're going to play and what you're going to do for us, but we know you can play football. Something tells me you might have got a similar phone call. And I just wonder, as you reflect on that and then where you are now, are you awestruck? What is your reaction to think on that?
Yeah. You know, my phone call was very similar. My college career was very unique. I never started a game in college. I played three different positions. So many would have said, I wouldn't have even had a chance to play in the NFL. But I think for me, when I think about my story, it is a prime example of God's grace. His grace has been extended to me in so many ways that I really can't count. And the fact that I'm in the position that I'm in now, still playing football at my age, and have been able to be a part of so many cool things, it just brings me to my knees. I'm so, so thankful for the ways that the Lord has showed up, the ways he's provided for me and my family, and the opportunities he's given me. I mean, none of the credit goes to me. It all goes to him.
You got credit from your coach in Bill Belichick last week when you got the game ball for your 200th game as a member of the New England Patriots. Can you just tell me a little bit about what it means to you to have moved into the leadership role that you have within that organization?
Yeah, you know, leadership is something that I've always been passionate about. I think the way that my father raised me and some of the mentors I had in my life at a young age, they always encouraged me to lead. They always encouraged me to go against the grain. And, you know, I think as a Christian, we're all called to lead in some capacity. So to be able to do it in the setting that I'm doing now, in a locker room with men that I love, men that have seen me at my worst, men that have seen me at my best, where I can be totally transparent and vulnerable, it really means a great deal to me. And it's very humbling that the people within that building trust me to lead in the ways that they've allowed me to. So I'd say at this point in time in my career, it's one of the things I look forward to the most, to be able to pour into young men, to be able to encourage everyone to pull the rope in the same direction. And my leadership style, people always ask me, well, what's your leadership style? I try to lead the way that Christ led. I try to serve these guys. I try to remain humble, remember where I came from, and remain grateful, which is only appropriate this time of year, but to remain grateful for every experience, every relationship, and every opportunity that the Lord has provided me with.
I just wonder, does your message change, or is it just sort of the framework and the way you deliver the message that changes over the course of different seasons?
Well, I think a little bit of both. I think for certain teams, the message needs to be a certain one, depending on the group, depending on how the season goes. And then in different seasons, when you're faced with different challenges or different successes, the message needs to adapt and change. I do think at the core of my message, and many people probably don't realize this, is a lot of gospel principles. And I think it's great that I'm able to slip the gospel in, even in ways that people wouldn't expect it, and really use my platform to really point to something bigger and deeper than myself, which is my relationship with Christ. So, you know, that's fun. And that's the challenge of leading, is knowing when to apply the appropriate message and how to deliver it. And thankfully, the Lord's given me some ability to do that by using the wisdom that he's given me through his word.
Yeah. Do you find that, like, ultimately all the messages just go back to him?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I used to be a little bit more discreet about it when I was younger, but now, I was laughing with Devin McCourty a couple of weeks ago, and right before I broke the team down, I brought my Bible and I read out of it. And I said, you know what? I mean, at this point, I'm unashamed and they know who I am. And if they don't like it, then they can find someone else to break the team down. So, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at on it now. I'm taking advantage of being the old guy and, you know, trying to give these guys something that'll last them longer than the time spent in that locker room well into their, you know, adult lives.
Yeah. Well, look, you're not alone. I mean, we saw the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, Frank Reich, you know, quoting the gospel in his post-game press conference just a couple days ago. So it is pretty incredible when people are willing to be open and forward in sharing their faith. Specific to this team in this season, what has your message been to them that you can share with us here?
Yeah, certainly. I think that early on in the year, we faced a great deal of adversity. We started the season 2-4. And for me, it was a great time for us to talk about dealing with adversity. Romans 5 and James 1 were certainly passages that came to mind, and being able to kind of use the messaging there and present it to the team. I think it's easy to feel sorry for yourself when things aren't going your way. But the Bible teaches us that times of adversity build character. They build us up in ways that we're lacking. They teach us about dependency on God and on something bigger than ourselves, which is our Lord and Savior. And just, that everything that happens within those times happens for a reason. And if we choose to see it as such, it can be very beneficial for us. So I encourage the guys in that way. I think as the season has gone along, we've talked about humility. We've talked about 1 Corinthians, all of us being members of one body and having a different role within that body.
Sure.
So I think we've gotten a chance to talk about a lot of different things this year based on how the year has gone for us. It's been great for our guys. They've really responded well to it. And, you know, I'm just so proud of the locker room that we have. We have men with character and resolve, men that love one another and are really working hard at what they're doing. And it's been fun to be a part of.
And you certainly can see some payoff, at least right now. And of course, you got to stay humble when you're riding a winning streak like the one that you guys have been of late. But the axiom for as long as I can remember in New England is, hey, the season starts after Thanksgiving. And all of a sudden you will play your first game after Thanksgiving. And lo and behold, you guys are in first place in the AFC East. So, like, what is your message as you continue to move forward being in that position now?
I think you just hit the nail on the head. For us, humility is so important. There's one thing I know about the NFL is that you can be humbled very quickly. Today's success is tomorrow's failure if you let it become that. So you really have to stay grounded. For us, we've always been a team who's been more focused on the process. I mean, the process leads to results. So I think we have to continue to stay focused on our process. Build character throughout the process, continue to improve throughout the process. And then the results are going to be what they're going to be. But if you chase results all the time and you're interested in skipping the process, then it's not going to be sustainable. So for us, we're going to have to continue to have, I've heard a lot of guys say it, continue to have that 2-4 mentality, continue to work like our backs are against the wall. And see where that gets us. If we stick together and continue to believe in what we're doing, we'll see where that gets us.
You know, one of the neat things about this time of year within the NFL is the My Cleats, My Cause program and initiative that was started several years back now. And I know you're going to participate in that. And the cleats are pretty sweet, so look out for them when you see Matthew out there on Sunday against the Titans. But take me as to why the cause on your cleats is so important on your heart, Matthew.
Absolutely. I remember the first time I ever was exposed to Compassion International. It was at a church in Southern California. I was with my parents, and I just remember being so moved by what they were doing, connecting with children around the world that are in very adverse, poverty-stricken situations. Not only do they need the gospel, but they need the basic essentials, food, water, clothing, safety. And I just remember thinking to myself how fortunate I was to be in the situation that I was in, where I had a safe home. I didn't have to worry about where my next meal was coming from. I had a loving community that I was a part of. And I was just so moved by that. My heart was broken for those children. Fast forward, you know, getting into the NFL and being even more exposed to compassion through our participation in PAO, getting a chance to meet with some of the leadership there, having friends that have been on missions trips with them. It just reaffirmed what I already felt about compassion. So for my wife and I, it's been great to be able to team up with Compassion, sponsor children, partner with the ministry, and see their vision continue to be lived out day in and day out. And to be a small part of that is such a blessing for us. But really, it's about the children. And for us, you know, we feel like every child deserves just those basics. And, you know, just having that can change the trajectory of a child's life. Obviously, having the gospel can give a child hope in any situation. So for us, we feel really strongly about it. We're happy to partner with Compassion International. They're doing a great thing, fill the stadium. Obviously, with COVID, the fundraising efforts and things like that are going to look different. But I think it's great that so many people from the professional community and other communities are rallying together to support these children in a fantastic way. So that's a little bit of a long answer there, but it's a ministry that we love, and I'm so happy to be able to partner with them.
Yeah, and I think even through COVID, we've seen God working with Fill the Stadium and showing us how much he can do and continues to do, because, you know, given the situation that the world has been in and how close, you know, the goal for Fill the Stadium, like the gap is not that great now. And in once again, it's just seeing God continue to work through all of us.
That's it. And you know, God is so faithful. And when God is in the midst of any effort, that effort's going to be successful, regardless of how dire the situation may be, or, you know, the outcome may look a little bit gloomy. But if he's involved, and I truly feel like God is involved in this ministry and has blessed this ministry over the years, then he can do special things. And I'm so thankful for the children of God that have decided to get behind this. There's been great leadership across the board. I personally think of a great friend of mine, Nate Solder, and his wife Lexi, the way that they've supported this ministry, the way that they've inspired Shahzad and I to really get behind these efforts. But, you know, I think about people like that and their faithfulness to the work being done here. And it really doesn't surprise me that the ministry continues to thrive even in the midst of COVID.
You know, one of the things that strikes me is with compassion, because I know I think about this with my own kids, and I have four little ones, is that it puts a face on it for my family and for my children as well, like as they start to get older, because it's so different when it's a face and it's a person and oh my gosh, like he's my age or she's my age. And I just wonder, your family, which I understand is growing, probably feels that way too.
Certainly. And I think, you know, as parents, and you can relate to this, we have a responsibility to teach our children certain things. And, you know, the Bible calls us to look after the poor and the orphans and the widows. And I think, you know, it's one thing to say that to our kids, but then for them to actually see it and to serve alongside us. And like you're saying, for them to see children not much older than them, in my children's case, is a powerful thing. And to be able to have conversations with my kids about children in need, families in need, to talk to them about the way that we've been blessed, but you know, how everyone's situation looks different. It's been great dialogue for our family. It's been challenging, certainly, when you're talking to a six-year-old, a four-year-old, and a two-year-old.
Yeah.
But I think that this is the dialogue and the intentionality that we want to operate within our home. And this is a great, great opportunity for us to do that and get them involved. So you're absolutely right there. And this is just a great learning experience for our children to be a part of as well.
And I said your family is growing, so I think that officially means congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, we're 18 weeks pregnant with our fourth, and my wife is a saint. I don't know how she does it. You know, I'm off running around my friends playing football, and she's been willing to walk away from her career as a professional to raise our children, be here at home. It really just makes sure that our family is rock solid here on the home front. So I couldn't do what I do without her. So thankful for her. We're so excited about having our fourth child. A little bit nervous, hoping that we're up for the challenge, but with the Lord's help, we're really excited.
Well, the biggest transition is always 0 to 1. So you guys got that one down and moved on from there. So that's been my perspective. That's always the biggest transition.
You're absolutely right about that.
You mentioned your parents and specifically your dad earlier. And, tip of the cap to Mike Reese, who covers you guys for ESPN on this number. But you and your dad combined have played in 491 games in the National Football League. And that is just a staggering number to me. And I wonder what that means to you and what he taught you that really stuck with you more than anything else.
Yeah, when I hear that number, it really doesn't sound real. And I think if you had both of us in a room and said that to us, we'd probably both start laughing. it can't be us. This couldn't have happened to us. My dad has taught me so much. The most important thing that my dad has ever taught me was the importance of having a relationship with Christ. And not only did he tell me that, but he modeled that for me and my brother David. And that's the one thing that I hold on to, obviously, closer than anything else he shared with me. So that has impacted my football career tremendously. He obviously showed to me and displayed discipline, hard work, commitment, humility, sacrifice, all those things he modeled. But I think all of them were flowing from the heart of a man who was surrendered to Christ. And that has left the lasting impact on my life. It's been an honor for me to play football and represent his name and follow his footsteps. I mean, I always tell people, if my dad had done anything else, whatever it had been, I would have wanted to have done that as well, because that's what he meant to me and my brother. And that's the type of man that he was. So if he had been, a secretary, I would have wanted to have been a secretary. If he had been a doctor, I would have wanted to have been a doctor. It just so happens that he played football, and my love for the game came from his love for the game. And it's really been an honor for me to represent my father and his name over the course of my career.
And what a privilege to be at the point that you are, Matthew. And like you said earlier, you're like, I'm just going to pull out my Bible and I'm just going to read from it, like, to the whole team. Like to be able to be that outward. And, God calls us to be bold, right? And that, some would say, is a bold act. So I just wonder, like, how that feels for you at this point.
I mean, it's God's favor. when I first got here in 2008, I didn't even want to open my mouth, period. I don't want to open my mouth to say I needed some water or, my back hurt or whatever it was. I didn't want to say anything. So to think about the journey that he has brought me on from that time until now, it's only God. And, he's worked on my life, my heart as a man. He's continued to grow and challenge me in so many different ways. But to think about where he's brought me now, I couldn't have fathomed it. I would not believe if you told me 14 years ago that all these things would happen and then that at the end of the game, you're going to address the team and you're going to read from your Bible. I mean, I'd say no, absolutely not. You got the wrong guy. So it's really a testament to the favor of God in my life, which I have not earned in any way, shape, or form. It's just something that he's done And I hope that I can, to the best of my ability, carry the torch for as long as he will let me and represent him as best I can.
Well, we thank you so much for your time here with us. And of course, we wish you continued success this season and stay humble and hungry, right?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate being able to have this conversation.
And many thanks to Matthew Slater for being here today on Sports Spectrum on this Football Friday edition of Sports Spectrum's podcast, and super grateful for Jade McCarthy as well, our colleague, for talking to Matthew and being a part of Sports Spectrum. You can actually watch this entire interview as part of Sports Spectrum's Weekly Slant, our new streaming show. I think it's episode 12 or 13 now that we're in, and you can watch it at our website, sportspectrum.com. You can also find it on our Facebook channel and on our YouTube channel. If you just search Sports Spectrum Weekly Slant, you will find those episodes and be able to watch what you just heard here on Sports Spectrum's podcast. We also want to remind you again about the Black Friday deal that we talked about at the top of the show. Because it's Black Friday weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, November 26th, 27th, and 28th, go order a subscription to Sports Spectrum's magazine. It's super cheap, $18 for 1 year, $30, it's a better deal there, for 2 years. When you order a subscription to the magazine, we're going to give you a free copy of the Increase 52-Week Devotional. This is a 110-page book that features stories on athletes in the world of professional sports and other people as well from professional sports. And it takes a look at their lives, how Jesus is at the center, and then how you can grow in your faith as well. This is perfect for the sports fan. It's perfect for the child who loves sports that you want to go through a devotional with them and help them grow in their faith and have it be sports related. And the only way right now that you can get this 52-week devotional for free is if you go order a magazine subscription. For each subscription, you get a free devotional. You can do it at sportspectrum.com. When you're there, just at the top, you'll see the magazine icon, and you'll be good to go. I'm telling you, it's the best deal we're going to have for the rest of this year with regards to Sports Spectrum. So check it out, sportspectrum.com. Order a magazine subscription, Sports Spectrum Magazine, a 1 or a 2 year subscription, and you get the free devotional that I'm holding right in my hand right now, this 52-week devotional. One of the best things that we produced here in 2021, and you get it for free if you do it by Sunday night, November 28th, right before midnight. And we're just so grateful to be able to offer these resources to you, and we're grateful that you would listen and that you would be a part of the Sports Spectrum family. We love you guys. Tune in next time for another edition of Sports Spectrum's podcast, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.